Bryce Petty, Daniel McCartan here for the Jet Press with Bryce Petty. We're here at David Harris Golf Invitational. How important is it for you to come back or to come out and support David Harris today?
Well, really, he just said golf, and I came. But it is important that what he's doing, you know, as a teammate, you show support for, you know, whatever charity these guys are doing. And it's just it's an awesome platform for us. As athletes, to be able to do things like this, and then, you know, to include your teammates is always good to do too.
And what's your draft story? You were picked, what, in the fourth round by the Jets in 2015?
Yeah.
So what's your draft story?
Yeah, what's my draft story? Well, I got drafted fourth round, and the story is to be continued. So, you know, working hard every day to make sure that, you know, I proved to the Jets they made the right decision, and, you know, it's been a good offseason so far, so excited for the season.
And I read something, I'm going to read it here. Skip Bayless from ESPN said that, "I thought Bryce Petty, especially at this spot in the draft, was the steal of the entire draft from the New York Jets. What made the Jets stand out for you? How are you going to live up to that?"
Yeah. Well, I think it was probably the other way around. I know the draft, you don't really have a choice. But, I think that, you know, that was a compliment from Skip. But at the same time, I got to make sure that, you know, again, like I said, you proved to Skip and everybody else that, you know, I was a steal. So, you know, that's what I go into to the locker room every day, trying to prove, making that process happen.
And speaking of the process, working with Decker and Marshall, the best in the game, what have they taught you and how have they made you a better player?
Yeah, I'm just happy I'm not a rookie anymore dealing with those guys. You know, hopefully there's a little bit more credit that I have to my name now. So
yeah.
No, but they're unbelievable. They're pros in every sense of the word, on the field, off the field, great family men. And they show you how to be a pro every day you come into the locker room. So it's been an awesome learning experience for me last year. Excited about this year. That, you know, last year it was kind of like I was just trying to keep my head above water.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of overwhelmed with a lot of things. And
yeah.
So now this year I'm comfortable with things. I know a whole lot more than I did last year. So
Right. Be
ready to absorb it and rock and roll.
And McCagnan said that you are going to be a quality number two guy this year. What is your thoughts? Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, well, you know, number two is not my goal.
I know.
It's always a start. So, you know, for me, again, it's all about just coming in there and proving to myself, to everybody else, that I can play in this league and be a damn good one too. So, you know, that's what I want to do. And as far as the number one spot, number two spot, you know, to me, it's a process, and every day is trying to be a better quarterback.
And I know you're very good friends with Eric Decker. You went to Thanksgiving dinner. What was that like in his house?
It was awesome. It was awesome. No, it was, you know, just for him to open his doors up to me. And,
yeah.
He actually did that with a lot of guys. You know, I was just, they all kind of had plans, and I'm from Texas, so it was nice to have. She can cook now.
Yeah.
She can cook, so she's not all singing. So, you know, but, I mean, that just speaks to volumes to the guy that he is. And,
yeah.
You know, just to open his door, so I was really happy with that.
And one more thing, the Rangers game. How embarrassing is it to go to a Rangers game with Nick Mangold?
Embarrassing is not the word. No, I think it's exactly what that place needs, is something, you know, like that. They're just a rowdy guy that I think, you know, some of the times, so the only time I got embarrassed was when the coach actually turned around and was like telling the security guard, you know, you got to get him out. I thought he was about to get kicked out. So that was the only time I was embarrassed. Other than that, I was loving it and having a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Good luck this year.
I'm
rooting for you.
Yes, sir.
You're my number one.
Thank you.